Episode 1327, Everything Comes Alive.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I feel it in my bones. Are you ready? Everything comes alive. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to see a different color. Maybe yellow was yellow to you when you woke up, but now it's going to be even brighter. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it's Wellness Wednesday, and I got to tell you, I'm going a little off script. Now, I have some notes, but you know, you never know what's going to happen when Christiane goes off script. It's just you and me and my heart. How many excuses keep you from living your best life? When you take care of yourself, everything comes alive. You don't always have to have all the right answers or know exactly what you should be doing. The functionality of living your best selfie comes from moving intentionally, eating healthier, hydrating, and sleeping long enough for your body to recover. Now, too many of us are getting wrapped up in all the stuff that goes along with workouts and exercise routines. We get caught up in the menu planning for the week. It becomes a daunting task and keeps you from even trying to eat healthier. It's too much work, and no one wants to work harder. You're busy enough. I mean, seriously, do you want to add something else to your plate? I don't think so, except maybe some sweet treats and a root beer float. I'm all in, but no, we can't do that. Then you got to think about how much water you should be drinking and measuring. It becomes ridiculous. What happened to a little common sense to living a healthy lifestyle? What is holding you back from living your best life? Seriously, I told you, from me to you, my heart, you got it here. Answer the question. Don't put it off for another day. Don't put it off for another minute. Right here in this moment that you're listening to me and I'm listening to you. What's your answer? What is holding you back from living your best life? Sometimes we need a pie in the face to realize that what we are doing for our lives isn't working. If we want to keep living and thriving, it's going to take specific actions, diligence, determination, and an all-around go get them, girl. So what's holding you back from living your best selfie? Okay, I know. I hear it already. Time. T-I-M-E. It's like we need to have a cheer or something. T. Give me an I. Give me an M, N, and E. It's time, right? No, it's not. It's an excuse. That's just another excuse. But it's the best one, you think. So you say, I just don't have enough time. I get it. Maybe it's the children. You got too many. You can't give them back. You know, I would like to give sometimes mine back, but I love them most of the time, majority of the time. So probably giving them back is really not an option. But we use them, what, as excuses? I did it for years and years and years. Is that what's holding you back? Maybe it's just a general excuse. It just doesn't work for me. I've stopped trying. I tried these things and man, I just keep running into more brick walls. So why do I keep trying? It just frustrates me. So I just don't try anymore. That's another general excuse. You just don't do it. And then what? We blame the hubby. It's the hubby's fault. If I can't blame it on the children or time, then the hubby's going to get it. And you know what? He wants me to do everything for him. And so I just don't have any time for me. Whatever it is, it's his fault, right? Yeah, it's not his fault. He doesn't control you. And then finally, it's finances. Those are probably about the top five. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough time. The kiddos got me coming and going. I've got to be everywhere with them. Oh, and then, you know, those general excuses like, oh, I got to be at church. I only got 20 minutes. Oh, you got time to put in a workout if you got 20 minutes. You don't have to be in the car. You can do a HIIT training real quick and you can get it in. Now, I know because I've lived in these excuses. And it breaks my heart. It tears me up. When you are sitting back, almost refusing to live your best selfie because of the fear that you're just going to stay right where you are, so why even try? And these excuses, the ones that I lived in, maybe the ones you're living in right now, they become your biggest cheerleaders for holding you back. They're like, yes, you got this, because you're not doing it. Yes, I love it. And then your mind starts playing tricks on you. Mm-hmm. What story are you telling yourself today? I've got all of this. Have you seen my to-do list? There is no way I can get it done. Yeah, you should have seen my to-do list. In fact, I've had to change up my to-do list over the years. I've had to put me at the top. That is hard to do. Make your life count. That's your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Make your life count. Put yourself at the top. No more excuses for where you hope to be. You know, you keep adjusting this goal every other month. Is that working for you? Probably not. Make your life count. Because when you do, everything comes alive. You know that color I mentioned at the beginning of this episode? Yeah, yellow. Yellow's my favorite color. It's just something about yellow. It's bright. And it just kind of draws me in. It's magnificent. Kind of leaves me hanging like, there's more. There's more. I believe God is telling you right now that there's more. That yellow, that pink, that blue, that green, whatever color you see, there's more. There's a bigger, brighter side than what you're seeing right now, where your life is right now. Maybe you've got an excellent life. I thought I was living it up pretty good for a couple years. And then I ran into a few struggles again. Imagine that. And my colors began to look dull and dreary and yucky and like, yeah. And then you know what? My attitude changed. I got fussier faster. Who wants to be fussy? It's no fun being fussy. I mean, it's fun to be cute, but not fussy. Make your life count, because when you do, everything comes alive. Your children smile more. You know, your hubby, yeah, maybe there's a little more action happening there. Whatever action you want to put in there, I'll let you dream your dreams. Everything comes alive. Maybe you actually have more to give because you put yourself on top of the list. Make your life count. When you do it, you feel free to live the life God has shown you. You chase after dreams ignited within your soul. You smile more at your family. Wouldn't it be great not to be a crab with them? I think it's awesome. You have energy to conquer anything. Nothing can stop you. You're just happier. You feel like you're living a fuller, you're living a bigger life. You're living your best life. Now, does that mean things aren't going to happen? Oh, no. You should have seen my day today. Oh, things happen. But guess what? When I got up this morning, I didn't want to go work out. I said, there's no way I'm going to work out. Are you kidding me? I'm so done. I've got 3 interviews still left this week. I've got to finish their books. That's a lot of reading. That's a lot of pages. I mean, when I talk to these guests, I actually read their books because I want to know what they were thinking. I want to know their thoughts. They're pen to paper. That's what it is. It's important. If they wrote it, it was important to them. So I feel like I need to read their books before I talk to them. It's out of respect and getting to know them more. But you see, I could have stopped and said, okay, well, you know what? I'm just not doing it. And for a second, literally, yes, for about 2.5 seconds, I said, there's no way I have time, T-I-M-E, to do this. I can't go work out. There's no way. I did everything but do that. And then finally, about an hour later, I kid you not, I got up and said, you're getting your workout clothes on and you're getting your butt to the gym and you're going to work out. Now, I don't drive to a gym. It's my home gym. But it's upstairs. So I got to get myself to the gym, you know, and that means I have to walk stairs. More work. But you know what? I felt awesome when I was done. I was like, yes, I crushed it. When in actuality, when I started, I thought it was going to crush me. I know that when I take care of myself, I am the best me I can be. Are you putting yourself on the top of the list? Unfortunately, we're not. And moms, you've got to do that. Dads, you too. You cannot live your life trying to take care of everybody else when you're not taking care of yourself. I'm telling you, it will do more damage than good. So how do you make your life count? What does it look like? Well, I want to break it down for you. Okay, here you go. Yeah, I know. There's still teaching involved when I go heart to heart. Here we go. Number one, declare your goals. Start small and aim high. Don't set these outrageous goals that you can't reach. Like, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And then your thought is, oh my gosh, I've only lost one this week. You feel like a failure, right? You feel like, oh, I'm not good enough. I can't even lose 1 pound. I got 50 pounds to lose. I might as well not try anymore. I know. I've been in that self-talk world. It destroys you from the inside out. So declare your goals. Start small, little, but aim high. So it's one step. And that one step for me was what? I got myself in my workout and I walked up those stairs and I went in my gym and I did what I needed to do and I crushed it. And when I crushed it, when I was done, oh my gosh, I was sweating. I mean, I was like dripping, sweating all over my bench, all over my elliptical. I was just a mess, but I felt so good. You know what it feels like, right? That endorphin rush. Declare your goals. Start small and aim high. Number two, speak kindly to yourself. I get so tired of hearing women badmouth themselves. They don't do it to each other, but we do it to ourselves all the time. What did you say bad about yourself today? Oh, those wrinkles. Oh, you got to go get that hair done. Those nails look horrible. I have nothing to wear in this closet. Oh, I look fat all the way around. What was it? I know it was something because we all do it. Today, though, I made a point for myself, and I was going to pick up my son in the afternoon, brought good old Rhino, had him in the car with me, and he thought it was really cool because we're at the new school, big, brand new high school built, and so we're in a different area, so he really doesn't recognize it. Last year, I mean, I would take him almost every single day to go pick him up, and he got used to the ride. He knew what it was, knew what to expect. He would talk to the kids in his own doggy talk, understand that. Anyway, he knew something was up because it was a totally different area. But as I was sitting there and I was kind of having conversation with him to keep him calm and saying, hey, dude, it's okay. We'll be moving in a minute because we sit in line for like 15, 20 minutes before we actually get up there to pick up our child. It's a long story, but that's for another episode. Anyway, I'm in line and I just happen to look down my left arm that's sitting up on the window sill. We were like 103, 105 degrees here today. Heat index was higher than, it was a hot day today. And I looked down my arm and I said, you look good. I got my muscle, man. My arms are starting to chisel up and I can see it when I look down on my arm. Now, not so much when I flex it. Like, you know, if I want to like do my flex Friday and woohoo, no, I still have a few more things to go there. But looking down, there's that beautiful curve from the shoulder into the bicep. And I'm like, yeah, woman, that's strength. Be strong. So speak kindly to yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Drives me absolutely batty. Stop it already. If you can't think of something nice to say, then guess what? Seriously, and I mean this 100%. I want you to send me an email. And I simply want you to say, I don't know what to say nice about me. Include a picture and I will send you nice phrases, kind phrases that you can speak to yourself, personal to you. Seriously, I am dead serious. If you don't believe me, send me an email. Because you matter. And if you keep tearing yourself up with all this nonsense, then you're buying into all the other CRAP that's being sold to you by everybody else's mouths. Enough is enough. Make your life count. Put yourself on top of the list. Declare your goals. Speak kindly to yourself. And finally, number three, understand the greater impact. You are an influencer. We talked about this last week about you being a leader. You're also an influencer. You touch a beautiful world around you. Maybe not the whole world, but that's God's job. That's not our job. Our job is what? To touch the world that He puts within our path. You have a greater impact. You need to understand that. And when you are on top of the list, you can serve them so much better. You have an incredible influence over your family. Maybe you don't feel like it at times. Maybe you feel like you're not good enough as a mom, but I'm here to tell you, you were given those wonderful, beautiful blessings. And yes, they may irritate you. They may drive you crazy, but God knows that they're in the right hands. You are doing the best you can. You're an influencer. Understand the greater impact. Make your life count. You don't have to be a celebrity to have status in this world. You are a child of God. You have all the status you need. So no more excuses. No more excuses. You matter. That means your health matters. Your well-being matters. Your thoughts and what you tell yourself matters. Are you ready to make an impact today? Because I guarantee you, you are going to touch somebody's life today and change them for the better. But you've got to be willing to go and take those extra steps. Don't let that 2.5 seconds that say, oh, well, that workout, yeah, it's going to crush me, so I'm not going to do it. No, you go crush it today. You go crush it if you haven't already. And I'm standing on the sidelines cheering you on because you are absolutely incredible. Now, I know it's tough. Because I live in the real world. You know, I share my heart just as it is. And it's not an easy thing. If you want some help with this, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free complimentary coaching call for you. I would love to come beside you and help you. Baby steps. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That's what you're looking for. It's how to really put yourself on top of the list. That can be a daunting task in itself. It can be overwhelming. Let's break it down so you become number one and everybody else can be impacted by you making your life count. I cannot wait to hear from you. Are you ready to be your biggest cheerleader? Come on, let me see that smile because you're absolutely beautiful. God made you on purpose for a purpose. It's time for you to go out, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.